Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hey, Roland. Hey, it's a guy in Denver. I just heard your switching on resentment, and it was just fascinating. You described myself to an absolute T about resentment in my marriage, and I was just curious if a man was able to self-diagnose with all that resentment, how you'd get rid of it. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for doing this program.
Sure. It's a very good question. Resentment is involved in many, many of the issues, maybe almost all of the issues that we have in life. If you could let go of resentment, then you would be able to see other things that you might be able to fix or get help with. But resentment is the thing that blocks, and it actually takes you away from your power to do good, your power to love, your power to resolve issues effortlessly would all be available if you could let go of resentment. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that today. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Discover God's Freedom. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to update you on some things that you need to know. And the first thing you need to know is how to be able to stand back from all the things that pull you into them. And have you ever seen like a drain, like in your bathtub, you have a drain? The water starts to spin, and before you know it, if there's anything floating on top of the water, maybe a little bug or something, it gets sucked in and down the drain, doesn't it? It starts moving slowly toward the drain, and then faster and faster and faster as it's sucked down. Well, things in life, people, situations, problems, they have a way of pulling you into them. And perhaps if I can talk about that, and you can see clearly how things are pulling you in, then perhaps that will help you to see that you need to be able to stand back from things and not get pulled in. And when you stand back from things, amazingly, you have the big picture, you have more perspective. But even better than that, your soul, see, don't forget, you have a soul. Your soul becomes freed from what had pulled it in. Your soul becomes freed to realize, to understand, and to apprehend a little something about God. And learning a little of Him, the day will come when your soul's true desire to know Him will be answered by Him, and He will help you to know more and more about Him. This soul that has fallen into things. See, let's look at it this way. Let's say that something upsets you. That's a way of getting involved. Look what happens when you get upset. When you get upset, you start to have all these feelings, all right? They pull you into them. And then if you get upset enough, then you get a tummy ache or a headache or an eye ache, and then that definitely pulls you in and interferes with your ability to realize, to understand, to see, to appreciate, to learn, to discover of God's great universe. The upset pulls you into it, then the resulting headache or tummy ache or whatever bothers you, and that interferes, all right? And then you keep thinking about what upset you, and those thoughts pull you into them. The situation could have happened a long time ago, and it's long gone, but you still think about it, and every time you think about it, the thoughts pull you into them. So not only the emotions, the upset, the symptoms from the extreme emotions, and then the thoughts, the memories, they all pull you into them. And then when you resent them, see, so your soul, at that point, your soul would still be able to stand back and see the emotion, see the upset, see the tummy ache, see the thoughts, could see them and see that how they're interfering with being free and understanding and experiencing joy. Your soul would see all of that, and it would be painful, and those things would be pulling, tugging on you. But if you just stayed right there, then they would begin to diminish, and then your soul would become freer and freer of them. But your soul makes the classic mistake. This is where you make your classic mistake. You resent the seeing yourself upset. You resent the fact that it got to you. You resent the tummy ache. You resent the headache. You resent the fact that it's impinging on your ability to just feel good and free and realize things and enjoy things. You resent yourself. You resent the thoughts. Every time the memory comes to pass, you resent the thought and you blame the person. Why did he have to do that? Why did this have to happen? Et cetera, et cetera. So the resentment, see, pulls you back in all over again. If you could learn to experience these consequences of your having become upset without resenting it. See? So if you have a tummy ache, you see that you have a tummy ache. If you have a reoccurring memory that keeps coming back, you see it, but you don't resent it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com.
So the resentment, see, pulls you back in all over again. If you could learn to experience these consequences of your having become upset without resenting it. So here's the secret to life. Learn to observe things without resenting them. All right? Don't resent the person, the memory, the emotion. Don't resent your weakness. That's another area that we resent. You see that you're weak. You see that people get to you, and you resent that. And you resent them, and you resent yourself, and you resent your weakness. Don't resent anything. Don't resent God. Don't resent your parents. Don't resent the person who set you on this downhill course a long time ago. Don't resent anything. And then you're left with the symptom. You're left maybe with the problem. Don't resent it. Just bear it. All right? Yeah, it's a little unpleasant, but just bear it. And if you have a little realization about it, you know, you're watching your upset tummy and your headache. You're watching the memories come back of what somebody said. You see that you're judging them. You see that it's painful. You see your own weakness. You see how you're missing out on stuff. You made the wrong move. You said the wrong thing. You lost something. You lost a relationship. You lost a job. You lost time. You lost something. See that? Don't resent it. So it's a little painful. Just bear the pain without resenting the pain. And your soul can remain in this, how should I call it, lofty position. This, you're standing on higher ground. Instead of losing ground, like that bug being sucked, the bug's floating on this, or a little piece of dirt or something floating on the surface of the water in your bathtub, and you see it at, near the edge, and it starts moving faster and faster toward the drain, and then finally it goes down the drain really quick. So you have to realize that the mess that you're in right now, see, and some people are in a mess, even though they have a nice wife, a nice husband, nice kids, a nice job, a nice car, a nice house, they have a nice everything, and they're still in a mess inside because of all of this. See what I mean? And then it's like a snowball effect. It snowballs. So you have to learn the basic secret of standing back. But I gave you the key. I have given you the key. And the key is, don't resent. Your soul can be free when it's not resenting. And you will feel weak. All right, somebody's saying something really mean. All right. And you feel like you should say something, but you see that you're angry and whatever you say would be wrong. You see that they irritated you. Now you see that you're getting an eye ache or a headache from being irritated. See, you see that it's bothering you. It's in your mind over and over again. You're thinking about what they're said or what they're doing. All right. But there they are again, and you don't know what to say to them. You know that in your angry state, your resentful state, you know that you would say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And so you just stand there and you feel very weak. And don't resent feeling weak. That's the other thing. Don't resent your weakness. See, in the past, you've always gotten energy out of being angry, full of rage, full of resentment, full of judgment, full of blame, full of hurt feelings, see? And you use them to give yourself the energy. You resented something, and then in a huff, see, you went and did it. You know, your partner or your kid says, I don't know how to do this, you know. Instead of saying, well, give it a try, you're old enough now, maybe it's your teenager or something. I think you can do it. Give it a try. And then if you can't do it, then I'll help you. But first, give it a try. All right. But instead of that, they say, I can't do it. Then in a huff, you come and say, let me do it. And then you rush in with resentful energy and you rush and you do it for them. And they resent you for your resentment. They resent you for doing it for them. See, they resent themselves, feel bad because they, you know, you make them feel inferior or something like that. And so with your angry energy, you used to storm around all the time. Now let go of the resentment. See, and the anger will diminish and then you'll just feel weak. Okay, just bear that and a new energy can come from who knows where it comes from, but God makes that energy come.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
A classic example is when you have something that you enjoy doing, a hobby or your work, and you don't resent it, and you do all the work, and at the end of the day, you feel happy and energized if you have a quiet sense of satisfaction, a modest sense of satisfaction over a job well done, and you have more energy afterwards than before. Where did that energy come from? All right. But if you go to work and you resent it, you resent your coworkers, you resent your boss, you resent problems, then at the end of the day, you feel spent and like that. See what I mean? So when you don't resent, then some kind of energy becomes available that's very good. And when you're done, you don't feel spent. And then there's even more energy, more power that comes from God. When you truly see that you've been resenting your partner or your kids and you've been messing up and you see it and you admit it and it's painful, but you don't resent, like I said before, I'm not going to go down the long list again. You just stand back and you don't resent any part of it. You don't resent yourself. You don't resent God. You don't resent your kids. You don't resent anything. Then you're left with the problem and it's painful, but you wait. And you watch, and you know that if you move with anger, if you move with impatience, you'll mess it up, so you wait. And then, somehow, an answer comes. Either it solves itself, or you say something, you didn't plan it, it just drips off of your tongue spontaneously. Where did that come from? But it's the right thing to say or to do. And now, you can move with an energy that's not based in anger, see? And the problem is solved. Relationships are healed. All kinds of good things. God gives you power when it comes to dealing with people, when it comes to the important things in your life. He will give you extra energy, extra power. But first, you have to humble your soul. You have to bear a little bit of pain and maybe be sorry. When you see how you've hurt your kids, how you resented your partner, how you've betrayed people, how you've stormed around and messed things up, when you see all of that, or when you see how you've been just secretly hiding and hating people, hiding, hurting, and hating, all based in resentment, when you see that, it's painful. All right? Just see it. Don't resent it. Feel the pain. And maybe God will allow the pain to turn into a sadness, a quiet sadness that permeates your being. You're sad to see the truth about yourself. You're sad to see what you did, but you're glad to see it because you just want to come clean. So basically, you're putting it into, you're giving it to God. You say, Lord, I messed up, and it's painful to see how I messed up, but I'm just going to see it, and don't try to make things right. Yeah. So first, stand back and watch the resentment. Then see whatever there is that you need to see, what God wants you to see in His light. And then, see, first you have to let go of the resentment first and all that. If you rushed in and said something now, it didn't work out, you'd resent it. See what I mean? You'd mess it up all over again. So just be patient. That's the other lesson you have to learn. See, you need patience. First, you have to see that you don't have patience. You think you do. You have this phony smile, and you have this way of putting people off, and you have this way of not saying anything, and people think you're patient, but actually you're not. It's not real patience. You have to see that you don't have patience. You don't have love. You don't know what it is. See? And all you have is angry, resentful energy. So you have to see all of that. And then God will give it to you. When you put yourself in His hands, when you humble your ego, instead of trying to play God, you want to know God. You want to know God instead of trying to play God. As long as you play God, see, then you won't know Him. All you'll know is conflict with Him because your big ego is trying to play God. That's another way you can know that there is a God, Because when you play God, see, then you have conflict over it. So knock it off. Wait upon Him.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
He gives you these wonderful little gifts, these realizations. He helps you. The moment comes, and in the past, you would have become resentful and angry. Instead, you're patient. The moment passes, and the outcome is totally different. He makes it possible. He smooths the waters. He smooths the bumps in the road. And life with Him is increasingly simple, increasingly peaceful, and increasingly, the less you do, the more happens. So time ceases to be an issue. You have plenty of time. The day begins. You don't know even what you're going to do. You go through the day, and at the end of the day, you can sleep the peaceful sleep of a little babe. And during the day, many wonderful realizations and little understandings flooded your mind. And all of these are gifts from God. Gifts for wanting to know the truth and being patient with people. All right?
How can you raise your problems to God and not worry so much? The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. It's a great question. A Guide to True Peace is a compilation of three Christian writers who found an intimate relationship with God. Not pretend, but the real deal. We all have a problem with worry. We lack faith. Remember, in the Bible it said, "Lord, help thou my unbelief." We have a problem with getting caught up in the things of the world and then forgetting about God. We remember, and then we pray, but then we forget again. Prayer is not a work of the head, but of the heart. It is the way in which the graces of the Holy Spirit flow and are communicated. All, therefore, are capable of prayer. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Hi, my name is Ava, and I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, now in its 35th year on the air. Roland, I know that there are always new listeners. Do you have a special message for new listeners today?
Sure. I want you to know that I've got a new book out, and the title of the book is Sleepwalking Christians. That's right, Sleepwalking Christians. The reason I'm mentioning it is because on this program, I'm talking about being able to take a mental step back to not fall into things and get totally caught up in things. How to have a little bit of detachment. There you go. Maybe you've heard some people who seem to have found something. They seem to have found a way to be close to God. So anyway, the book is called Sleepwalking Christians, and it has some really good information about how to find this detachment that mystics and saints tell us about, and A.W. Tozer tries to tell us about. Okay? So where, how do you find it? The best way to find the book is to go to Amazon.com, and in the search bar, type in Roland Trujillo. And then you'll get my books. That's the best way to do it. And you can look inside of them. And I have some books on Audible, so you can listen to them also. So I have them in Kindle, in paperback, and in Audible. So there's no excuse if you say, "Yeah, Roland, I'd like to start letting go of resentment and find the ability to remain calm because I know I can be a better Christian. I can walk the spiritual walk better if I'm not upset and angry and resentful all the time." All right, then you should get the book. And of course, I always talk about the little meditation, which is the way of actually implementing the things that I talk about in the book. And my little Christian meditation is totally free. You can find it at sheddingshackles.com. There's books to go along with it. They're all totally free, absolutely 100% free. So you ought to give it a try. So that's what I wanted to tell you. That's the message that I have for listeners today. I'm on some big stage. I'm on in Philadelphia. I'm on the radio in Dallas, Texas. Oh, it's so beautiful to be in Dallas, Texas. And I'm on the radio. You can hear me in Houston and Austin and Corpus Christi and Galveston. And you can hear me in Los Angeles and San Francisco and down through the Central Valley of California. You can hear Shedding Shackles mostly on weekends. And I think you should take advantage of it. I was on the air in Boston, but I went off the air in Boston because of I can't afford. See, I try to get the most out of the little bit of money that I earn to buy the airtime, and I can't afford a huge amount. I don't have a church. I don't have, you know, people making, offerings and all that kind of stuff. It's just me and a microphone, and my son helps me, and he plays the piano and produces the program. So that's it. It's just me, okay? So my church are the people that hear me on the radio and appreciate what I have to say, all right? Not so much me, but they appreciate where I'm coming from. You see what I mean? They appreciate where I'm coming from. So anyway, I had to go off the air in Boston. But as soon as I went off the air in Boston, guess what? I saw that somebody was downloading the podcast in the Boston area. So that's the good thing. If I go off the air, there's the podcast. So just remember that. If I go off the air in your city, all you have to do is go find Shedding Shackles at just about any podcast place where you get your podcasts, and you can keep listening to Shedding Shackles there. That's what I wanted to say. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.